Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
He still has that desire and appetite. He'll be back, you know. I mean, and he's a fit. You know, he looks after himself. He runs a lot. He looks after his body. So he'll be back again. He wants that eight desperately, I think, you know, inside. Even though he sort of talks it off a little bit. But I think he wants it desperately.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Well, we're here now, Old Trafford, in the aftermath of what was a really exciting game between Manchester United and Liverpool. 3-2 to the Red Devils, and they're assured of Champions League football now for next season. I did say to you in commentary, Darren, I might just say to you again, just the importance of European football to this club. Yeah. And it's not just the financials, but a club of the stature of Manchester United, they shouldn't not be qualifying for Europe.
Yeah, look, it's massive for them to qualify for the Champions League. Just, like I said, not only for the financial benefit, but just for the fans. Like, I've been coming to the games for the last few years, and the atmosphere's not been great, but the fans have stuck by the players. Maybe not so much some of the managers, but they've stuck by the players, and I think just for them alone, it's great they've qualified for the Champions League again.
Now, Michael Carrick has done a brilliant job since he's come here. The fact that he's qualified them for the Champions League, a lot of people say now he should get the job permanently. I'm sure the top brass here will be keeping their eyes out on who else is in the market for the summer. But just on Michael Carrick, he is still, I suppose, inexperienced in the amount of games that he's managed.
Yeah.
Do you feel that he can overcome that in taking United through next season, including those games in the Champions League?
Well, look, if it's an audition since he's come in, he's passed the audition for me. Like I said during the commentary, I just don't see who they go out and bring in that can do a better job. So if you can't get anyone to do a better job, then why get rid of him? Why not give him the job? Do you know what I mean? The biggest thing for me at the minute is the players seem to be really playing for him. They're working hard for him. They're seem to be doing what he wants, and they seem to be playing with a bit of freedom. So the players look really happy. Michael's getting results. Why would you not give him the job?
The interesting thing about United is, as well, a lot of people would have been looking at the signings they made last summer and thinking, this really doesn't look like a good transfer window for Manchester United, but a lot of them have worked out. Like, Cunha's done okay, Abumo's done okay, Šeško's done okay. Like, they've signed good players, and then Lomans as well, because how many seasons have we seen United being pilloried for the goalkeepers that they signed? But there's been no talk about the United goalkeeper this season.
No, and I think that's a good thing. It shows how well he's done. I think you have to give the old manager a bit of credit for the signings, because Cunha and Wemo have been probably the two best players this season. They've been really good. They've been really positive. They've scored goals. So the signings have been good. Šeško's coming into his own now. He's starting to play well. He's starting to score goals. So listen, it'll be interesting in the summer to see who they go for and who they can bring in.
I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I know you were saying about an experienced striker coming in maybe to help Šeško in his development, which is a really good point. Is there anybody you can think of maybe in that mould that might be able to come in and help him out?
If it was me, I'd go for someone like Harry Kane.
I knew you were going to say that.
Why not? Like, his stats over the past couple of years for Bayern Munich have been unbelievable, and I think, listen, it might be just a shot in the dark, but why would you not go for someone like that? His experience, his goals, the goals he brings alone would be unbelievable. But I think it'll be a tall ask to get Harry Kane, but I think Šeško needs someone like Harry Kane, an experienced striker, to teach him the game properly and take a bit of pressure off him, because there's a lot of pressure on a young 22-year-old's shoulders at the minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Just on Liverpool then as well, look, it has been a really, you know, poor defence of their Premier League title this season. A lot of people blaming Arne Slot, some people blaming players. Look, the signings haven't worked out. Like, they spent so much money. Alexander Isak's most of the season injured. Florian Wirtz has been injured for a lot of the season. Like, should Arne Slot be given a bit of leeway because of the issues that they've had with the injuries? Or, you know, do Liverpool supporters that want a new manager coming in, should they be the ones that are listening to?
I would never be one to call for a manager to get sacked. We don't know what's going on inside Liverpool, and the injury stuff, he has been unlucky. But on the other hand, you have to question Liverpool's form. They've not been the same team this year as they were last year. And for a team defending the title, it's not been a great season. So, listen, I'm sure some of the Liverpool fans would like to see him go. I'm sure some would like to see him stay. But ultimately, we're not going to know until we know.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to finish down, Everton playing tomorrow night against Manchester City.
Yep.
Do you give your old club any chance of taking a couple of points off City and making it easy for Arsenal?
Listen, it's a tough place to go. You never know. David Moyes will certainly want to beat them, so it should be an interesting game. City obviously need to win to keep their title hopes alive, but we'll see. It'll be an interesting game.
Cheers, Darren. Thanks a million.
No problem at all.
Great stuff.